Advent 1 has traditionally had the theme of hope, a feeling of expectation and desire for a certain thing to happen. Our readings are full of this sense of hope. In Jeremiah, the text opens with, "Surely the days are coming," expressing this hope and longing for a day when they would no longer be in captivity. Jeremiah is referring, of course, to a promise that the Lord made to them that we can find in Isaiah 11, that the Messiah would come from the line of David and would come and rescue them from oppression and heal all their wounds. During Advent, in our preparation for the coming of the King, we are invited to pause. To pause to name both our hardships as well as our hope. In this tension, we are invited to turn to God because we are often unable to resolve our trials and our hardships in our own power. But through the grace and mercy of God, He shows up and He helps us to sustain through those hardships as our eyes are on Him. Leaning on God is easier when we are familiar with His character. Psalm 25 carries many pleas for God to teach us His ways and His character. What is His character? Our God is faithful. Our God is love. And our God is everlasting. When Jeremiah wrote his message, of course, Israel was in captivity and they did not see a way out. They longed to return to their land. They longed to not be under oppressive government. There are times when we, those of us here today, have also felt that we were in a time of captivity. Perhaps not physical captivity, but in bondage to addictions, to mental health, to financial strains, to health struggles, we might feel as though there is no hope and no future. We long for the days that shall surely come. This year, around our world, there are people who face life-threatening situations. We think of the wars and areas of unrest in Ukraine, Russia, Israel, Gaza, Lebanon, Myanmar, Iraq, Syria, Iran, Yemen, Mexico, Sudan. And there are many other smaller conflicts that are too many to mention. There are also people around the world suffering with physical illnesses, homelessness, joblessness, that have that sense of both despair and yearning for that day that might, hopefully, will surely come. What trial are we as a church, as individuals, what are we praying that God will deliver us from in this season of Advent? Our hope in God through Jesus is rooted in His character. God is faithful. He will fulfill His promise in His time. And isn't that the hardest part? It's in His time, not ours. The waiting, it is this liminal space that we live in that is so difficult to be. We live in that not yet, but yet space. It is happening now, but it is not quite fully revealed. It is in this space that we can truly come face to face with the character of God if we allow Him to minister to us. We can experience His love, His compassion, His mercy, and His grace. God is not surprised by our impatient waiting or by our anguished cries from the depths of our soul, cries for mercy, for justice, for salvation. For that is what Jeremiah writes about. The people of Israel were in bondage, and they waited for the days that shall surely come. Our reading in Thessalonians is spoke about Paul and his companions while they were facing obstacles to continue their missional journeys. There were things that were stopping them from proceeding. And they prayed. We don't know the words that they used. They may have been mainly words for guidance and direction and provision. I think, I know if I was one at that time, that there may have been a bit of emotion also poured out, asking God to sustain us and to lead us and to guide us. This is what remains for us in these times of stress and uncertainty, this time of in-between, is prayer. Seeking the face of God and asking Him to guide us through. It's not easy. I know I have been in places where I have found it the most difficult thing to do in my day is to, whether physically drop to my knees and pray or just let my heart be before God. It's hard to live in the space of now but not yet. It can be difficult to remember that God is still in control, that God is still the same no matter the situation that we find us in. And I'm sure that there are people here today who have also sensed that struggle and that tension. What do we do? What do we do as a church or as individuals when we face those times of now but not yet? When we find ourselves jobless, when we find ourselves faced with a dreadful diagnosis, when the people who are caught in war, what do we do? In our gospel reading, Jesus is telling his followers how they will know when the time that the Son of Man shall come. He exhorted them to stand up and raise their heads. To stand up and raise their heads. In a time when chaos is ruling, stand up and raise their heads because they are sure that they know the character of their God. As the Lord's people, we are invited to live in this liminal space, in the space of now, but not yet. We serve and worship a victorious King. Yet his kingdom has not fully taken hold here on earth. We live in chaos at times, but we know that God is all-powerful and that he will come. It is this tension of this hope and belief of the coming King that Advent 1 invites us to reflect upon. We all long for this King to come, to wipe our tears, to put an end to the evil in the world. And that is where we're at today. God doesn't seem to work the way that we want him to work. The Israelites back in Jeremiah they were looking for a conquering king who would come and defeat the Babylonians and take charge. And his disciples in the Gospels were no different. That's what they also were looking for. They weren't looking for a poor rabbi who wandered around from place to place. They were looking for a conquering king to come. God sent a baby. A baby that was born to peasants. God consistently uses what we would consider broken people. People who perhaps have no job, have no home, have no credentials. God is famous for bringing life from death, of bringing light from darkness, and of bringing hope from depression. It surprised the Jewish people in the time of Jeremiah. It surprised the disciples in the time that Jesus lived. And it surprises us still today. Jesus warned his disciples, and I believe he would speak the same warning to us, to be on guard, to pray that we might have the strength to escape the chaos and to be able to stand before the Son of Man. We serve a God of promise. We serve a God of faithfulness. We serve a God who hears our cries in the midst of our trials. This week for Advent 1, we are encouraged to pause and reflect on the promises of God. We are encouraged to see where God has already met us in our lives. We are encouraged to see where God might be meeting us here today. And we are encouraged to have the hope and the longing of where God might meet us down the road. I want to close with another portion of a song that has been heavy on my heart during my prayer walks and my prayer closets. It's called I Believe by Charity Gale. And the chorus goes like this. I believe who you are and who you say you are. You do what you say you'll do. You'll come through. You are always able. I believe you've already made a way. So I'm running through the parted waves, straight to you. You are always faithful. Let us trust in God and in his promises. Holy Spirit, fill us with the hope of the promises of God. Amen.